for the Penguins, number 20. Alicia Flatten coming out under head coach Brett Mitchell. Next out for the mighty Penguins tonight, Chardonnay Nelson, number 35. Starting also as a junior, 5'10" out of Vallejo, she is Olivia Williams, number 44. Here comes the senior. Number 32 is Ashley Fromm, getting a big round of applause from the crowd here. And number 45 is Lauren Seltenridge. Jay Woe, going to be an awesome night tonight as the Penguins take on the second place Hawks, who only have one loss in conference, the Penguins with four losses. Tonight would be big, I guess, for the Penguins. I'm not sure that they can do much as far as winning the conference outright at this point in the season, but this would be a massive upset if the Penguins could get past the Hawks.
Definitely, Stu. This is one of those game nights where all the teams will bring up all the intensity. It's going to be a big night tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge CalPAC doubleheader as both teams are out on the court. 5:26 p.m. and California fans from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. You're hearing it live on radio.dominican.edu. The player I failed to mention for the Hawks, number 21, is Larissa Nakasone, the freshman at 5'4". She's out of Honolulu.
All fans, that's it.
Everybody's getting ready to go. There's banners up all over the Conlon Center. The place is loaded already. And we're tipping off 3 minutes early, Jaywo. Never happened before. The Penguins with the tip out. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop, moving from our right to left. And Flatten gets the ball very quickly. A foul is Flatten. Dished off to Chardonnay Nelson. Chardonnay with a bullet pass indoors. Flatten then from the left baseline. She was fouled in the first 12 seconds of play. Flatten to the line. She was fouled by Nakasone.
Boy, we got right into the action.
Man, you're not kidding. Good call. Flatten on the line. Flatten starts out with a yarn ball. J-Wo, I like that. The Penguins score first.
Anyone who's late is already missing the best game tonight.
And Flatten knocks down both of the freebies. Penguins up 2-0 in the first 15 seconds of play. Radio.dominican.edu. Now working the perimeter, the Hawks. Lady Hawks in second place. They've only had one loss. So Seltenridge forces the issue. Seltenridge dives on it. And Seltenridge with a jump ball. It's going to be Penguin ball, it looks like. Check it. Hawks get it on the jumper. Hawks on the short end. They're over there on the northern side shooting toward that northern hoop as there's been an official timeout. One of the Hawks, that's Gellert Fullwood, number 32. She's 5'10" senior. We saw seen her the last couple of years, Fullwood.
I'm only able to see her today.
Yeah, Fullwood's been a lot for the Hawks over the years, and with the three ball, that's Jennifer Harden, scores first for the Hawks. 3-2, Penguins trailing. Early first half action, CalPAC doubleheader. Guys are scheduled to tip off tonight at 7:30.
They might be early, too.
Perhaps. J-Wo and I will have the pregame starting at 7:20 as the Penguins with the first unforced error of the night. Penguins toss it away, and now on offense, the Hawks. Hawks with the alley-oop there, J-Wo. There was lots of alley, no oop.
Plenty of passing, not a whole lot of catching.
That's right.
Went off into the cheerleaders. We got five tonight.
Jennifer Harden chucked that thing up, and there was nobody to accept the alley-oop. So the Penguins will take that ball. And they're moving back very quickly. It's flat, quick transition. Now the Penguins, Williams on the inside. Oh, air ball out of Williams. Williams is being guarded very closely there by Fullwood. 18:45 to go in the first half. 3-2 Penguins trail on radio.dominican.edu. Now a three ball. Uh-oh. Ashley Foster buries a tray from the left wing. It's a nice play there by Foster. Foster with a big three ball. 6-2. Penguins trail. Now the Penguins back on offense. They've moved it down into their half. Chardonnay Nelson has it. Baseline. Chardonnay with great patience. Up off the rim. Uh-oh. Offensive foul there, J-Wo. The Penguins.
Penguins looking to find a rhythm here.
Yeah, you're right. 6-2. Penguins trail. And now the Hawks have it on offense. Very slowly across the middle, the Hawks.
Now, I really haven't seen a clean shot out of the Lady Penguins tonight.
No, they've had to fight for everything, and they've only gotten two, and those were the two freebies out of Flatten, the freshman sensation. And now another three ball. Oh, brother. That's three balls in a row, J-Wo. Oh, man, that's three out of Nakasone. Oh, no, check it. That's Foster again. Foster with a tray, 9-2, Penguins trailing. Now Flatten takes it herself up the left side from the elbow. Flatten, a little bit short. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Oh, great. Oh, I was just about to say great ball control, J-Will, as Harden came across the middle, but she cupped it. Penguins get it on the travel.
Held on to the ball and didn't move those feet. Or move those feet a little.
There's a peep of the whistle. I'm not sure what it was for. 17 and a half to go in the first half. 9-2. Penguins trailing across the middle. Char. Chardonnay Nelson. One of the great Penguins to come along in quite a while. Now Olivia Williams. Oh, 360 spinner. Williams short off the rim. Oh, brother.
That was a beautiful move. She followed her shot. Almost got her own rebound.
Yeah, it was 2-on-1 there. Penguins style. The Penguins knocked it out. So to bring it in for the Hawks will be number 15. This is Spivey. Martha Spivey. We've heard a lot of her over the years. A junior at 6'1". She's Adam Antique out there on the 580. Heading toward the valley. 17-15 to go. 9-2. Penguins trail. And the Penguins are on defense again. Now, the Hawks have scored 3 3 balls in a row, Jay. Well, that's pretty tough to defend against. Now it's spin around. Finally, the Hawks miss one, and it goes off of the head of Flatten. It got right through her hands there, Jay. Well, and Flatten had it bounce out of bounds off of her head.
Penguins still looking for some defense right now. As Flatten will cover from the sidelines.
Appreciate the input there from Sporty Girl. How's that? Sounded any better?
Sporty
we hope so.
Too.
9-2. Penguins on offense now as the Hawks missed another one. Boy, they haven't missed two in a row all night. 16-45, 9-2. This is a little hot right here. Sporty Girl, appreciate your help on the production end. Trying to make this sound as good as possible. J-Wo on the controls tonight, as usual. Shot up now by Lauren Selton-Rich, the graduating senior. Uh-oh. Left in the backcourt was flat. Good job there by the Hawks. Hawks with some good footwork, and now they slow it down on the perimeter. Boy, they're all outside the three-point arc with 16 and a half to go. 9-2 still. No scoring in the past 2 minutes. After the Hawks opened up with three big-time three balls, as Fullwood and Fromm get tied up.
We've already got a Hawk on the floor.
A lot of people in the Collins Center already, Jay. Well, it's supposed to be loaded tonight.
And
big
I
time.
I predict it will be.
5:33 is the time from Dominican University of California. Yes, Jay? Well,
we'll see plenty of fans out there pretty soon.
16 minutes exactly to go, fans, in the first half. Penguins on offense. They've got 16 on the shot clock. They're working it around the arc. Here's Chardonnay Nelson with a head check. Thinking three. Char goes up. She's rejected heavily by the Hawks. And now Fromm with a putback. 9-4 finally. Oh, brother. Look at this quick transition by the Hawks.
Boy,
Fromm
just
work.
Muscled herself in there and then came back on defense, too.
Yeah, you're right. Here comes Barnes getting ready to come in for the Penguins. It goes out of bounds off of one of the Hawks. That is Ashley Foster who kicked it out of bounds inadvertently. She got wrapped up with Fromm there. Out Selton-Rich in Barnes. Stephanie Barnes, a 5'10 freshman. She's out of Sebastopol, and she has been aces for the Penguins so far this year. If you'd like to interact with us, fans, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger, our screen name, DUC Radio, no spaces. Now Olivia Williams goes up, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line on number 44 is Williams. She was going up from the right side of the baseline there, J-Will, as she drifted into the paint. And somebody stuck an elbow in there pretty hard.
Couple free baskets coming for the Penguins. They've already matched a couple.
Here's Williams, perfect.
They do get to capitalize here as more and more fans are dropping in, cease matching here. There's a big story today, half-court shots.
Oh, yeah, if you make a half-court shot, you get President Fink's car for the weekend. You know, I tried that when I was a student here in the year that the Collins Center opened, and I shot from half-court. You know what I did? Airball.
Airball.
Yep. Now it's just a sweet turnaround by Martha Spivey, the veteran. Spivey went right over the top of Flatten and poured in a deuce from the middle of the key.
Here's I don't think the Penguins have seen him go inside yet. So
yeah, you're right.
News.
Firing up a lot of threes. Here's Chardonnay Nelson. Nelson is standing on the right side of the arc, right at the top there. Now she scoots it off over to Williams, who gets it indoors to Fromm. Fromm jumping around off the paint. I mean, off the glass. Oh, she walked with it. And then there was a foul immediately after the walk, so there were a bunch of whistles there. And it was charged against the Penguins, the infraction. 11-5. And here comes Kate Ellis, folks, in place of Fromm, and all the Penguins up on their feet to give Fromm a low five. Job well done.
That was a mid-range five, Stu.
11-5, Penguins trailing. 14:45 to go. on radio.dominican.edu. Live basketball action from the Conlin Center.
Oh, it's a beautiful night this Thursday.
Yeah, you're right. Great weather. And the Penguins on defense. Spivey chucks it back outside. The Hawks go for another three ball. This one's finally missed. I think that's the first three they've missed all night. J-Woe, at least it seems like it. The Penguins down with it after Chardonnay with a beautiful rebound. Indoors to Ellis. Oh, gets to her hands. Ellis hits the bottom of the backboard. No whistle. Mitchell up on his feet. Mitchell with his hands to the ceiling. The palms to the ceiling, J-Woe. He does not understand how that was not a foul.
Never seen him walk around this much.
Yeah, Penguins, I mean, Mitchell is freaking out there. And the Penguins down with it after the Hawks miss another one. So, no damage done except to the damage to the clock there as Williams hauls down the rebound. 13:55, indoors to Ellis, left side, yes. Kate for a deuce, 11-7. The Penguins making a move on the way back now.
That's right, they tried to find her inside last time. They do so this time, and it's good for two.
The Hawks have committed two team fouls. The Penguins none so far, at least according to the scoreboard there. Now Fullwood up with a left side runner. Nothing. Goes out of... No, I thought it was out of bounds, but Chardonnay pulled it down. Chardonnay with yet another rebound. 11-7. Great save there by Nelson. Here's Flatten. Flatten over to the right side. Here goes Olivia Williams for three. Yes!
Holy cow. That was a nice arc. Beautiful, but
nice. Right. He said holy cow, not holy names. And now a... timeout has been called, J-Woe. Pretty good stuff for this start of this one. This is a highly anticipated game when the schedules come out early in the year, the very first week of classes. Everybody looks to see when the Penguins will be taking on the Hawks at home. And tonight's the night, February 15th, 07, Stuart Horn. J-Woe, the freshman broadcasting sensation. He's alongside. He's got the production end of things. You can interact with us. It goes straight to J-Woe's computer. On the AOL Instant Messenger, our screen name, J-Woe, is?
DUC Radio.
DUC no Radio, that's right. No spaces on the AOL Instant Messenger. End of the timeout has come. That one was called by head coach Steve Spencer. He's been the coach of head coach of the women in his second season. Spencer's been around Holy Names for a long time, though. CalPAC doubleheader tonight, the last appearance in the Conlin Center for the 07 campaign. Penguins on defense. We're coming up on 13 minutes. The Penguins are only down by one, 11-10.
Penguins have been swarming like crazy on defense, trying some new strategies here.
Well, they don't want to let the Hawks get inside. There's another shorty by the Hawks. It's tipped out. Spivey comes down with that out on the left side. Now a three ball by the Hawks, a little bit deep. Tipped out. Penguins down with it after some great work there by Flat. Castellaggio hauls it down. She came in on that timeout. Castellaggio has a brace on her left foot there. .12:32 to go, fans. 11-10. Penguins on offense. Here is Ellis. Now the three ball. No, it's only a deuce. Gone up by Olivia Williams, and it's tapped out by Spivey. It's going to be Hawks ball with 12:23 to go. Looks like Names has brought in number four. That's Angelita Hutton. She's a junior at 5'9" out of Oakland, California.
In that city just across the bay from San Rafael.
Over to East Bay is Oakland. 12:23, the clock rolls. Penguins on defense now as Names bringing it across the timeline right in the middle of the house now. Holy Names. Number two in the conference. Angela Anthony walked with that one. That's right, Anthony, the 5'6" junior out of Haywood. Anthony cupped it there, J-Woe. I've seen you do that, but not too many league players.
Definitely. Well, I'm actually in this gym playing volleyball during
all right.
the day.
Oh, are you going to be on the men's team?
It's just the club team.
Okay. I've heard the Penguins are trying to put together a men's volleyball team. Uh-oh, here goes a three ball by Castellaggio. Perfect. Penguins making the most of that turnover, and now the Penguins are on top for the first time tonight, 13-11.
Boy, he's put it in nice and easy, too.
Holy Names has it now, and they fired up there. I think Char may have incurred a penalty. Let's check it. Yeah, that's a foul on 35. That is Chardonnay Nelson. 35. And that's going to send...
Junai Dawson?
That's right. Junai Dawson. She's a 5'9" sophomore.
Pretty special. She wears the double zero on her jersey.
Yeah. Not too many players have worn double zero over the years.
I didn't think I'd actually see him in a game.
First one's in and out.
That number.
First one's in and out. No, some great players in Holy Name's history have worn double zero. Gerald Lowe, for one. He was one of the greatest Hawks in history. One of the biggest guys in the conference, too. And I think Gerald Lowe graduated a couple of years ago. I think he was an 05 guy.
So that means I don't have to see him tonight?
No, you won't see him tonight.
Unless he's behind us in the stands.
He could be. Here's Chardonnay as the Penguins work it down there, zigzag style. Good job. Here's Ellis. She drives in, and now Ellis walks with it. Ellis does not argue with the referee. 11:30 to go. Penguins will be back on defense as the Hawks are bringing it in from the long end.
Fans ready for some more exciting Thursday night basketball. We've got Hawks and Penguins flying around the floor.
Yeah, it's high-energy game. You're not kidding. Now here goes Hutton. Right side, Hutton with a jumper. Fades back, no. Back down with it, though, is Dawson. Dawson, number double zero. She hauls it down. And Angelita Hutton is wearing the glasses. She's not wearing the protective specs or the contact lenses. She's just going with the regular glasses, the kind I'm wearing. J-Will. I think she's the only player in the conference that does that. Oh, brother, here goes a great shot by Chardonnay. Nelson back up, follows it in. After Nelson missed the first one, she buries the second one. 15-14 Penguins, 10:45, first half action as Lauren Selton-Rich getting ready to come in now.
Oh, beautiful. That offensive rebound turned into two.
Yeah,
love
that was
seeing those.
Good job there. As Spivey gets it, they fire it indoors. Dawson now has a getaway. Spivey kicks it back outside. She walks with it as Casalaggio got in the way. Penguins will have it as there's a buzzer. And it looks like Spivey's going to head back to the bench. Coming in her place is Ashley Butler. Butler out of San Francisco at 6'1", junior. And the Hawks have the big team in there, J-Lo.
Well, Selton-Rich also came back in.
Good point there. Penguins now on offense, bringing it in from the long end. Full court pressure as Chardonnay's got Butler plastered to her. Chardonnay tried to kick it indoors to Kate Ellis, but Dawson got in the way. Ellis got a foot on it, but before she threw it, one of the Penguins was fouled upon, it looks like.
No, that foot turned into a kickball.
Indoors quickly to Ellis. Oh, Ellis up, and it worked its way around the rim. And Ellis from the left side, another nice left-handed finger-tapping two for the Penguins. As we're coming up on 10 minutes, the Penguins are now up by three, J-Lo. That's the most they've led by tonight. Most of the time, they've traveled. They've trailed. Not traveled.
There have been a couple travels early.
Yeah, you're right, a couple. But and now left side action. Here go the Hawks. And finally, the Hawks walk with it is Dawson. The last to touch and the last to walk. 17-14, Penguins get it. We're inside of 10 minutes on radio.dominican.edu.
Not enough dribbling going on yet.
That's right, not enough dribbling. Too much walking. Inside of 10, indoors. Oh, brother, now the Penguins are facing full court pressure to death as Casalaggio brings it across the middle. She goes behind the back. Good work there. Here's Barnes out on the right wing. A low bounce pass over to the right-hand corner. Here goes Shar for three after Ellis with a nice pass. Here goes Ellis to follow it up. Oh, Ellis for two.
Boy, Ellis could have just reached back and give a high five to a fan right there.
Boy, you're right. Ellis had created so much room. 9:25 to go. Now the Penguins up by five. They've not led by this much. Like to see that. Here goes a fadeaway jumper for two. No. By the Hawks. That was Hutton drifting into the paint right about the free throw line. A very high arc. Down with it. Selton-Rich. Chardonnay Nelson left side. Chardonnay with a layup. And the Penguins are leading 21-14.
Go ahead. Dawson was dribbling around the baseline. She lost it. Covered by Nelson. A little defensive specialty there. Hawks still have the ball. They'll inbound from the baseline. It'll be Angela Anthony as Hawks and Penguins muddle about the key. It's brought out to Angela Hutton. And she dribbles right in for two. It's the easiest basket I've seen the Hawks have tonight. Nelson will bring it across the timeline here, looking for some open Penguins as they run around their screens. Ellis, open. She missed the three. It was deep. Came out. Nelson comes up with the rebound and is fouled. But she drives really hard for a nice little putback. Penguins still up 21-16. 8:31 left in the first half right here. Nelson will be shooting two, hoping to find some more free points. There's all sorts of signs in the crowd today. All sorts of signs in the stands. This is the Penguin House as Nelson sinks the first point. It's 22-16. Out Ellis, in Ashley Fromm, as the Penguins keeping fresh personnel on the court all night so far. Nelson scores the second. Now going to be brought back by the Hawks. That's Angela Anthony over to Hutton. Hutton on the right side, still sporting those glasses. Back to Anthony. And Nelson breaks up a pass and is still fouled. Hawk ball still on the baseline. Nelson comes out. I believe Alicia Flatten came back in. A little more speed and quickness coming up now. Kadota off on the right side. Looks for a three. Arcs it high. Hits off the heel. But it's a rebounded Hawks. The putback off the glass is no good. It's another foul as Selton Rich will take it out for the Penguins. Still some full court press from the Hawks. We'll see what the Penguins do to get rid of it. Try and find it into the front court for the two shot. Not a half court shot. Those are typically safe for halftime. Flatten with the ball around the top of the arc. She looks past two screens and doesn't find any open Penguins. Then goes to a Williams at the top, over to Selton Rich on the left side. Flatten comes back out to the top. And Williams step fakes twice, spins in, gets a layup to miss off the front of the rim. And Selton Rich, I think, in the struggle for the rebound, has hit the floor again.
Once again, fans, want to thank you for checking in on the AOL Instant Messenger, especially over there to Sportsy Girl, J-Wo, and hopefully the fans can hear me. They're mentioning that they can't hear me, but I can hear you pretty well.
Maybe and I can hear you, Stu.
All right, crank my mic up a little bit. We'll try that.
All right.
All right. We're doing our best here, fans. Uh-oh. I see Selton Rich is on the floor again. Man, she was there. What was it, about 10 days ago when Selton Rich rolled the ankle and ended up going to the hospital. And they rolled her out of here on the
wagon.
On the wagon. Then Jesse Mazza's got her out there. Oh, brother, now I think she hurt her neck. Selton Rich, her final night of collegiate basketball.
Oh, boy, I would hate to have it end this early. She's only got 27 and 28 minutes left.
27 and 28, you mean 7:28. Oh, you're right, 27 and 28, what am I saying? She's got the second half to go. You're way ahead of me there, J-Wo, as usual, on radio.dominican.edu. And fans, if it's sounding okay to you, please let us know on the AOL Instant Messenger. DUC Radio is our screen name. And if it doesn't sound all right, let us know there, too, as Selton Rich walks off the court under her own power.
Looks like she has a napkin plastered to her face, but
I wonder what happened. Let's see. She looks like she's got ice under the right eye. She's walking in front of the broadcasting area right now. And that, I never like to see that, J-Wo. That is never a good thing.
If she's walking off on her own power, she'll probably be dead.
All right. Take it away, J-Wo.
Boy, the Hawks bring it under the baseline. Fromm fighting for the rebound, misses it. And She had to struggle against Fullwood there from the Hawks. And it is Fromm to take it out from the baseline. The Penguins looking to increase the lead right now. 25-16 still. Full court press from the Hawks. Alicia Flatten with some nifty dribbling as she had to catch the pass. Finds Castellaggio on the left side. Back to Flatten. And a couple Hawks steps come in at the next whistle. The Penguins been ripping through the defense so far in recent minutes here. Castellaggio almost lost out on a pass to Flatten, but they found Fromm inside for two. Nice, easy basket. Another 2 points. Something to get the Dominican fans excited about. Now the Hawks bringing it back from our left to our right.
All right. Let me see if I can jump back in here. Jay, what was the Penguins? Since the last time I was on, the Penguins have continued to widen the gap. 27-16. Penguins on top. Here goes a three ball by the Hawks. And there goes another one down. That one's by Foster. Foster hits again. I think that's her third of the game.
Those kind of shots we saw too much early on. Penguins would love to take those away again.
27-19 coming up on 6 minutes now. Hopefully you can hear us, fans. If not, let us know. J-Wo's coming in loud and clear. That's what the fans are telling us on the AOL Instant Messenger.
Thank you very much. I love being here. Love to watch this stuff.
And the Hawks now on offense. Here goes another three ball. Boy, the Penguins' defense must be so tough, forcing the Hawks to shoot the three all over the place. That one goes up by Angela Anthony. No. And then diving into the Penguin bench is Ashley Fromm and Angelita Hutton. And Hutton is replaced now on the floor for the Hawks is Nakasone. She comes back with Foster. Spivey's out there also.
Boy, those loose balls just creating lots of havoc.
Flatten steals one as Nakasone chucks it away, 27-19. And now Hutton chucks it away, but it goes out of play off of... Oh, I think it went out of bounds.
Flatten
off of Chelsea...
An attempted pass to Williams.
Okay, Williams was the intended recipient, but Chelsea Cadota. Chelsea Cadota touched it, and on the quick up and in, Olivia Williams scores the deuce for the Penguins by 10. Are the mighty DUs.
Boy, that might be a break in Holy Names defense right there. It really had it inside, nice and easy, off the inbound. And it is thrown away from Nakasone, right into where the cheerleaders coach are sitting. And we have a timeout here. Penguins and Hawks get to talk with their coaches here. The full squad of the cheerleaders, not five of them tonight. And they brought in the rest of the Lady Penguins and are performing in front of a huge crowd tonight, as we have plenty of onlookers and observers. Pretty intense game so far, but the Penguins have come out and been on top so far. As they lead 29-19, 5:12 left, 5:21, check that. Sounds like we've got plenty of people in the house this Thursday night. It's a beautiful day for some Penguin basketball. Hawks on the floor again. Plenty more fans coming in for the Dominican University side.
Hey, now I'm on number three.
Will we flatten to bring it out across?
All right, Jay. Well, let's see if this is any bit any better.
Oh, I bet you're coming in as loud as I am.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully the fans will let us know. Okay, J-Wo is coming through nice and clear. 5 minutes to go. Fans, 31-19. Let us know how we're sounding as we get this final night of Penguin basketball off the ground. We're trying. We're inside of 5 minutes. Sounds good right here.
Oh, it sounds great right here.
Man, but some of the fans are writing in saying they can't hear me, J-Wo, which may be a blessing, but as far as the Penguin play-by-play, that's no good. Now the Hawks with another three ball goes off, and a big long rebound, 31-19. Penguins on top, 4.5 to go in the first half. And fans, if you could hear me, please let us know. And Fullwood throws it away, and the Penguins will have it on the long end. Head coach Steve Spencer's insisting on full court pressure. And Flatten will bring it across the middle now. Flatten. The freshman sensation with 4:15 to go. I'm not sure why the fans are coming across so loud, J-Wo. But we'll check it out at halftime, and hopefully we'll get it cleaned up by the time we get back into the second half. Flatten with a runaway layup from the left side, a little bit too deep. 31-19. Hawks on offense. Hawks take it the length of the court. That's Nakasone. She goes herself. Missed it, and Fromm down with it. Both teams now transition back down to the southern end. Here's Olivia Williams, left side. Williams gets hammered by Fullwood, number 32.
That was the most selfish play I've seen from Nakasone tonight, but Penguins are looking to capitalize here. They'll take that, as it is easier on defense to deal with only one opponent.
Olivia Williams will go to the line, fans. 3:44 to go. On the way, Williams drains it. Boy, it's a loaded house tonight.
But it did get quiet for a second there. Everyone wanted to see the Penguins score another point.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the... Go ahead.
And Olivia Williams still at the line. 3:44 left. 30 on the shot. Roof is on. Nakasone with the ball again. It's 33-19. Penguin lead. Defense stretching out around the perimeter here as the Hawks have hit a bunch of threes tonight so far.
Jay, well, but why do you think the crowd noise is so loud? We're getting complaints. The crowd noise is so loud. We apologize for that, fans. We're doing everything we can here. J-Wo is on the controls, and he's going crazy at the buttons and the faders and the knobs and everything, and I know he's going to get this thing straightened out. We're both on it as hard as we can. 3.5 to go. 33-19. Penguins on top. Well, the first half of the game, it was nothing like that, and here comes Flatten. Brings it across the middle. Here's Williams, left side. Now Barnes. Ooh, boy, I thought Barnes walked with it. She did. She hurls it across the court. Here goes a three ball by Williams. In and out. Penguins trying to pull it down, but Spivey ends up with it. 33-19. 3 minutes to go. Baseball pass. Penguins on top. Barnes with a steal. Inside of 3 minutes. Barnes swipes it away.
That interception. Very useful from Penguins as Alicia Flatten milks some time as she walks across midcourt.
2:45 to go. Flatten goes three ball. Distance, no. Flatten missed it way right, and it's hauled down by the Hawks. That's a good time to go for it, though. She had a ton of room. 2.5 to go in the first half. And there goes a three ball by Spivey. So it looks like all the Hawks are hitting the trays. Spivey from the right wing as Casalaggio comes to the feet, getting ready to come in. We're inside at 2.5. Indoors now. Penguins. Ellis throws it in on the long side. Now she hands it off to Flatten. Casalaggio will come in at the next break. We're coming up on 2 minutes in the first half, fans, on radio.dominican.edu.
I will remind you, Stu, that we do have Steve Johnson in the house. He's sitting right behind us.
Yeah, Stevie will be alongside of the men's game. Inside of 2 minutes, three ball. Here goes Fromm for three. 36-22 Penguins. Holy cow, I don't think the Hawks knew what's hit him. Hawks
of Fromm is on fire tonight.
Penguins have lost four games in conference so far, J-Wo, and the Hawks have only lost one. Of course, the Penguins did lose to the Hawks over in Oakland, but now we're here in the Collins Center. It's not easy to win here. Penguins on defense, driving in now. The Hawks, a little bit deep. Down with it is Kate Ellis, who flings it now over to Flatten. Flatten gets a word from the coach with the 1:25 to go. Flatten getting a little air. 36-22.
Nights like tonight really bring out all sorts of teams. It doesn't matter what your record is.
Olivia Williams now directing traffic, tipped away by the Hawks. It was intended for Ellis. Flatten with a poor pass. Now a bounce pass. Flatten gets it back, but no, one of the Hawks kicks it back. Here's Spivey out on the left wing now. Names moves it around. Three ball, thinking about it. No. Indoors. Spivey goes over the top of Kate Ellis. In and out. Spivey goes to retrieve her own rebound. And it looks like Ellis was fouled. It'll be Penguin ball on the inbounds. The foul was against Spivey. And Casalaggio is coming in place of Fromm. She enters the game.
Boy, they left the basketballs rolling around there. If this were football, we'd be all over that. That's not something I typically see around here.
53.2 seconds in the first half, fans. Hopefully we're going to have things cleaned up in a big way.
Plenty of fast-action basketball so far this Thursday.
Yeah, there's only been one or two timeouts the whole first half. There goes Olivia Williams from the line. Good. There's a freebie inside of a minute. 37-22.
And really not a whole lot of these pauses for free throws.
Here's the second one, and she missed that one. It's hauled down by the Hawks. The clock rolls. We're inside of 50 now, J-Wo. And over to the right side. Now the Hawks work the perimeter. They're thinking three ball. They've been very effective with that so far tonight. Penguins now tip it out. Spivey comes down with it. Spivey at 6'1". There's a double dribble called on Spivey. She hauled it down and got both hands on it there for a second. Penguins will take that turnover. 36.8 seconds out. Kate Ellis back in Fromm. Looks like she'll finish up the first half. if the game continues at the pace it's been going, boy, there's a lot of people in the Conlin Center tonight, a lot of Hawks fans behind us.
And that could be the reason they are so loud. And
yeah, it could be. But we got to do something about that. Oh, the Penguins in quick transition. Flatten takes a long pass from Olivia Williams. Flatten goes 360 back to the top now. She fires it off to Barnes. Williams, three ball on the way. Rejection City. And Fromm was right there to pick it up. And Fromm scores the deuce, 39-22. Penguins now. Here go the Hawks for three. No, she was inside the arc there, J-Wo. 39-24. That one scored by Butler.
Butler might have got a hand on Williams' last shot. And she's still guarded there.
2 seconds. Here goes Flatten on the way. Buzzer. No. Down with it, Spivey. And that's the end of the first half. 39-24, fans. The Penguins looking beautiful there, J-Wo, in the first half.
Absolutely beautiful. Plenty of good work there.
All right, fans. Hey, we really appreciate you interacting with us on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our name, DUC Radio, that's our screen name. All the messages go straight to J-Wo.
Oh, I love getting messages. I actually don't have Instant Messenger away from here, so.
Yeah, we like the Instant Messages. The Penguin cheerleaders have made their way out on the floor. 3, 6, 9 of them tonight, J-Wo. That's the most we've seen all night on the final night of CalPAC basketball.
Full strength.
That's right. We're at 14 and a half minutes until the start of the second half. In the meantime, J-Wo and I will take a quick break. 39-24. We'll be back with the stats in about something like 4 minutes. No, check that. When there's 4 minutes to go. So something like 10 minutes. And in the meantime, we're going to try and figure out what's going on with the sound here. But in the meantime, I'll tell you what. You sound good to me, bud.
You sound good as usual.
All right. Thank you very much, J-Wo. Stuart Horn, J-Wo Radio, .dominican.edu. We will be back shortly. Please stay with us. Second half action. 15 seconds into it, in fact. Penguins up 39-24.
It is senior night here at the Conlin Rec Center.
Yep. Gelliter Fullwood. Now she gets it under the hoop. Tipped out as she missed the first one. She tried to get her own rebound there. J-Wo couldn't do it. And Lauren Seltenrich, who's come back into the game after she got whacked into the right eye.
Hey, she's a trooper.
Man, you're not kidding. She got hauled out of here about 10 nights ago. On the wagon, we call it the stretcher, but it's really kind of a wagon. out on the right side now, the Hawks have it. It's tipped out of bounds by the Hawks, and errant passes. Olivia Williams almost got a hand on it, but the Penguins have it now. The Penguins moving from left to right. And sitting here in the broadcast area, from left to right, myself, Stuart Horn, J-Wo, and Stevie Johnson. Stevie Johnson going to be graduating here in another couple of months. Stevie, we're going to miss you around campus. Hope you come back, do some on-air time with us. The Penguins by 15. We're coming up on 19 minutes. Here's Lauren Seltenrich out there on the right side. She gets it over to Williams. Now Chardonnay Nelson, left side. Oh, Chardonnay with great patience, but Spivey comes down with it. I thought Char was going to bury that one. 19 minutes to go across the middle now. The Hawks. Oh, and tipped out by Lauren Seltenrich. Chardonnay Nelson comes down with it. A great steal there by Seltenrich inside of 19 minutes. Here's Lauren. Low bounce pass to Olivia Williams. Gets it up off the glass. And a foul. Williams will go to the line.
Way to get the ball in there to Olivia.
She's been ready to score all night long.
I want to hear a little bit more J-Wo. Crank up that. There you go. Thank you. Here goes Williams now from the line. Williams perfect tonight. Oh, no, she did miss one.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Williams is almost perfect. He's got such a great stroke. That one's a yarn ball. Clean.
Yeah, it looked very pretty there.
That's right. Inside of 19, 18:49 to go. Second half action. CalPAC doubleheader tonight, fans. Hopefully we're sounding a little bit better than we did in the first half. And now, oh, Fullwood from the inside. The great low bounce pass by Spivey. Fullwood converts the deuce. And the Penguins bring it in the backcourt. 41-26 now. DU across the middle. Here comes Flatten. Flatten has a brace on her right knee, J-Wo. I haven't noticed that earlier this season.
But she's ready to play through it. She hasn't slowed down her performance at all.
Seltenrich now out on the right wing. She gets it over to Char into the corner now. Williams. Williams over the head. Here goes Flatten. Three ball on the way. No, a little bit deep, but taken down by Char. Oh, Char has it stripped right out of her hand. She wasn't looking. And one of the Hawks snuck in behind her.
A baby.
One of the Hawks snuck in right behind her. And here goes the Hawks for three ball. Yes, and that's a clean tray by Angelita Hutton, the 5'9" junior. Hutton buries a big-time three from the right corner. 41-29 now as Hutton converts inside of 18 minutes. Second half action. Penguins Uh-oh, now a timeout's been called by head coach Brett Mitchell. I think that's a pretty good time to call the timeout. What do you say, J-Wo?
Oh, yeah. When Nelson is stripped by Ashley Froster, that's turnover points, and it was a big change of momentum right there.
Definitely. I'll tell you what, guys, that's a smart timeout by Coach Mitchell there. Holy Name's about to gain some a little momentum there. He said, you know what, I'm going to wipe that out, call a nice little timeout.
Oh, fans, we are so happy to be with you, and I'll tell you what else, J-Wo, we are so happy that we're sounding better. As some of the fans are writing in now, letting us know that the broadcast is coming across nice and clear. Jay, well, we are being broadcast worldwide as usual from the Yukon to the Euphrates.
And from San Fran to Japan.
Jay, well, good job getting us cleaned up at halftime with all of the technical stuff. Chili the Penguin is in the house over there in front of the broadcast, or in front of the DU side. 17:36 to go, fans. Penguins on top, and the Penguins are... On paper, the Penguins are not supposed to win tonight, so this would be a huge upset. Penguins with four defeats in conference. Oh, and the Penguins with a great offensive rebound after Fromm missed it. Castellaggio goes up right side. I can't believe she was fouled. Here goes, oh, Williams
wow.
with a travel.
I don't like that one.
Man, that was the kind of play you used to pull off, Stevie. Yeah. Amid heavy traffic, throwing it up there and somehow finding the bottom, but that one didn't count as the Penguins with a travel. And now on the play-by-play, here is J-Wo.
The Hawks swinging around, trying alley-oop it into the middle of the key. They have to bring it out again for a long jumper as it dances across the rim for two. More full court press from the Hawks. Nakasone on Ashley Flatten. Alicia Flatten, sorry, excuse me. And Olivia Williams on the left side is packed. She gets her own rebound though, and Castellaggio at the top of the arc is run into nice and hard by Hutton. It'll be Penguin ball. Nelson to inbound from the sideline right in front of coach. The Penguins looking to score some more here. It is a 10-point lead. 41-31, 16-36 left. They get it into Ashley Fromm, who dribbles off the Falcon foot. Olivia Williams picks that up and scores an easy bucket. Nice 2 points there.
See if they can play some defense here now, huh, Jay?
Has the Hawks swinging around the outside of the arc. They've done so much in the first half. Swinging inside once again. For the first time, DeMonta Spivey. She missed her easy turnaround layup. Castellaggio. Looking for the stray ball there. No one's looking to inbound, but here the Hawks have it at the baseline now. And they don't go for that easy inside pass. As it is
Ooh.
Butler who glided across the baseline, trying to put up two.
Big rebound.
It. 16 minutes left now. 43-31, Penguin lead. Flattened to Nelson at the top of the arc. She finds a cutting Castellaggio whose shot bounces off the side of the backboard there. It was a miss. Hutton had to handle a pass across the back as she was on the left side. Her shot from the baseline is... Hits the front of the rim and is rebounded by Nelson. It'll be Penguin ball as the Hawks are slow to retreat but are ready to play some more half-court ball. Boy, it's a packed house here tonight. Stevie Johnson, do you remember playing in nights like these?
Oh, man, I tell you what, man. Nights like this get your adrenaline pumping and you feel like you can fly.
And Stephanie Barnes on the left side there holding the ball high. Looking for open Penguins there. Flatten comes out on the right side. And Livy Williams in the right corner slings it back. Nelson is found inside. The big target. And she is manhandled on the way in and for the rebound. Martha Spivey coming out on top that time. And the three ball from Hutton.
Boy, that's a big three.
Those glasses have to help. She scored a nice, easy three. And the Penguins don't want to see a whole lot of that. They saw some earlier in the game. And Barnes from the left side passed it into Nelson. He dished it off to Olivia Williams, and she missed. As Penguins find a missed opportunity there. Hutton drives again on the left side. Doesn't find her shot going in. It was nice and short. Nelson on the rebound. Flattened to bring it across. Penguins moving beautifully so far. Nelson found inside again to Olivia Williams. Beautiful 2 points off the glass.
Execution, I tell you. Execution.
I don't know where the Hawk defense is right there.
I tell you what, man. They better pick up defense on Dominican's part right here because Holy Names is looking to push a little momentum swinger.
Defense hanging strong here by the Penguins. Flatten is on Nakasone.
Butter. That shot was butter. That's what we call that. I can't believe it's not butter, matter of fact. That is so nice.
You got to put it on bread, but Nakasone hit a key three, brought all the Hawks back into it. It is still 45-37 Penguin lead. It is as slim it has been this half right here. 13-57 left.
I tell you right now, J-Lo, at 45-37, Holy Names is creeping back in the game. Dominican really could really use a girl by the name of Lola Brown.
I can't believe it's not Johnson. That was so smooth. That looked like Stevie Johnson inside of 14 minutes, fans. 45-37. Radio.dominican.edu. Coach Mitchell now throws the dry erase board back under the bench. And both teams are back out on the floor. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, and Stevie J, the Penguins on offense. Kate Ellis to bring it in on the long end. Penguins attacking the northern hoop. And they are leading 45-37, and the clock rolls. We're inside of 14. Jay Woe, you're looking pretty slick there in your DU outfit. Liking that. Here's Shar off to Ellis. Thinks three ball. Ellis indoors two. Yes, Kate! Left side, just inside the arc. And now we're coming up on 13.5. The Penguins up by 10. And the Penguins, frankly, lately, Stevie J, the Penguins have had trouble hanging on to a lead late. So let's see if they can close the deal. They trailed for much of the first half, but then they really pulled away, leading by as much as 15. Here goes a three ball. Uh-oh.
Oh,
and another three ball.
Ooh,
by the Hawks.
Are they raining threes right now? They're on a run.
Brother, Angelita Hutton with another tray ball, and I think...
I hope the sun comes out because they're raining threes.
Yeah, that's about four or five of them in the second half. Chardonnay Nelson outside the arc on the left side. She's thinking about it. Oh, buries it indoors to Barnes, but a little too high. Barnes has to retreat. She's back outside. The Penguins methodically shooting twos. And the Hawks really firing the threes.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought that Flapp had that three ball, but she missed it a little bit deep. Back down with it now is Nakasone. Oh, and Barnes steals it away, going the other way. Here comes Barnes, left side. Barnes now going to slow it down as she backs up. Throws it to Shar straight away outside. She's at the top of the key. Here's Flatten, left elbow. Flatten drives in, thinks about it, back outside to Shar. Three ball on the way. Shar! Oh, in and out. Taken down by Fullwood. Inside at 12.5. Penguins 47. Hawks 40. Second half action. CalPAC doubleheader. And now the Hawks slow things down out on the left wing. Man, it's been like four or five already in the second half of these three balls. The Hawks have been so deadly outside the arc. That's why they've only got one loss in conference. Here goes another three on the way. Oh, in and out. And finally they miss one. Castellaggio hauls it down with a rebound. And here's Flatten.
I tell you what, Stu, Flatten really needs to get a hand up on that shooter. She's just ready to cast away.
Inside of 12 minutes now, fans. Second half, Penguins 47. Still, the Hawks with 40. Penguins moving from our left to right. They're attacking that northern hoop. Here goes Flatten. She gets it off the Barnes. Uh-oh, swiped away. And Flatten gets wrapped up for a second with Hutton, but Hutton comes up with it in the backcourt. 47-40. Flatten. Oh,
wow.
Stuck an arm in there. I thought Flatten stole it away, Stevie.
I definitely thought she stole it away. She came in there, her opponent, her defender spun, and she went in for the steal, and I'm stuttering, so I need to clean up my speech.
Well, you're doing all right. I know. I'm excited, too. 11:33 to go is, I thought it was a timeout, but really it was just an exchange of players. It's Castellaggio and Chardonnay Nelson come out. Penguins Brom comes back in. You got Ellis, Barnes, Flatten, and... Lauren Seltenrich out there on the floor for the mighty DU's. 11:33 to go. Still a 7-point game. Penguins on top. They led by as many as 15 earlier. That was in the first half. And the Hawks have it on the short side. They get it outside. Spivey. She kicks it out right side. They get it back indoors, and they throw it right to Barnes. There wasn't a Hawk anywhere near under the hoop. Penguins on offense. Here comes Flatten with a bullet. Over to Seltenrich on the left wing. Seltenrich's right eye is swollen up pretty good. She's got a Band-Aid on it, but she's back in there. Seltenrich got knocked around pretty good this season, but she's hanging tough. Penguins on offense. Over to the right side. Now here's Fromm. Thinks has a lot of time. Two ball on the way, Fromm!
Ooh.
Coming up on 11 minutes, Fromm with two. Penguins now by 9, 49-40. Indoors, Spivey near air ball, but taken down by one of the Hawks, and the Hawks get fouled. I think it was going to be on Ellis. We'll find out. Here comes the referee coming right at us.
Did the ref even see that call?
Yeah. The ref calls a foul on the Penguins' Stephanie Barnes, and that's the second team foul for the Penguins. 49-40, and Julia, let's see, Junai Dawson going to the line for the Hawks.
She wears the double zero.
Yes, she does. On the way, Dawson in. It's a nice pass there. Or a nice play there by Dawson to convert the freebie. Here she goes with one more.
Boy, she really stares down the hoop right there and just pauses.
Well, from Oakland.
She's focused. Man, is she focused. On the way, deep, down Ellis. Good rebound. Ellis boxed out beautifully. Clock rolls inside of 11. Flatten across the middle now. Oh, Flatten gets wrapped up with one of the Hawks. The Hawks hit the floor. Outdoors, Selton Rich on the way. Three ball. Oh, a little bit deep. And Fromm gets a hand on it. Whose ball is it, Hawks? Ouch.
It's a nice jump ball off the rim right there.
Ooh. Well, there are a lot of Hawks going up after that one.
This is an intense game.
So intense, I didn't even notice those timeouts. That last long whistle felt like a timeout. It was such a break in the action.
10:43. Now the referee's having a word with the overhead announcer. Oh, illegal noisemakers are not allowed, Stevie, so put that snare drum back under the table.
Man, I should have known.
Stevie Johnson always working the DU side. He's a good Penguin. 49-41, the Penguins on top. Second half action coming up on 10.5 fans. This is an intense rivalry.
That is the first I've never heard. Illegal.
The first you've never heard? Oh, here goes three ball. Oh, brother, another three by the Hawks.
Stu, they've got to get a hand out on the shooter.
That was Nakasone. I mean, they're all doing it. It's not limited to just one Hawk. They're all burying the tray balls coming up on 10 minutes. Penguins 49, Hawks 44. Here goes Fromm out on the right wing by the elbow. Over to Selton Rich with a swollen eye. Indoors, Flatten. She has to bring it back out. Flatten now drives in left side. Uh-oh, Flatten gets wrapped up, and it's going to be Hawks' ball. Nakasone stuck an arm in there. No, check it. That was Jennifer Harden. Good work there as we're at 10 minutes exactly. The Hawks will have the ball. They're bringing it in on the long side. The Penguins are not employing any full court heat, Stevie. Why do you think that is?
You know what? Holy Names got some quick guards. Holy Names is a good team. I think they're not going to try to play that quick style game against a team that's very good at that type of game.
Man, the Hawks fans behind us are going insane. I see a few of Santa Fe's finest in the house, if any indication of the heated rivalry between these two teams. And, of course, the guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight. So that ought to be crazy. Indoors, Hawks. Hawks get it. Dawson on the way with a jumper. Air ball. Selton Rich down with it. Whew. Boy, the Penguins need a change of momentum, and they need it fast. Penguins by five. 9:45 to go. Here's Flatten. I'll tell you what. Flatten's always cool under pressure. Reminds me of Stevie Johnson when he wore the DU uniform. Indoors, Flatten. Whoa. Off the glass. Oh, what a play. What a pass by Chardonnay Nelson to Flatten.
That is a dime.
9.5 to go. Penguins now on defense. 51-44. Three ball. Oh, brother. Another three by Johanna Padilla. Padilla comes in, the 5'3 senior.
Can you stop the rain?
Man, oh man, I can't believe how many threes have gone down for the Hawks, and the Penguins are still hanging tough. Chardonnay fouled by Spivey. Chardonnay was fed beautifully by Lauren Seltonrich, and Char will go to the line and to slow things down. 51-47. I cannot believe, Stevie, that the Penguins are still on top after all these threes raining down.
I tell you what, Lady Luck right now is on their side, because right now, I'm going to tell you this, dude, DU is not getting a hand out on those three-point shooters, and if they don't, man, this game's going to get a lot closer, but we got Chardonnay at the free throw line, and she's smooth like wine.
Well,
Chardonnay.
Not bad, Stevie, not bad. Chardonnay did miss the first one. Let's see if she can smooth this second one in. Oh.
Yes.
And that was a...
It was Chardonnay, white wine, or red wine?
That's a clean vintage right there out of Chardonnay. 9 minutes to go, fans. And the Hawks have the ball. They're working it outside the perimeter now. They're working the wheel. Now backing up with it between the circles over to the right wing. Another three ball. Finally, the Penguins get a block. And Fromm gets a foot on it, but no whistle. I guess she didn't get the foot on it. The Penguins pull it down. Man, that's the first three ball. It seems like they missed in about 3 hours. Flatten out there on the right side. Indoors, Olivia Williams now. She's got it in the paint. Drifting left side. Oh, Williams, two.
Yes. And one. It looks like she got fouled on that,
You're
too.
You're not kidding. Coach Mitchell hates it. Here goes a three ball. Another missed three by the Hawks. Down with it, though. The Hawks pull it down. They miss it on the shot on goal. Two Hawks hurt in the backcourt. And the Penguins down with it. Selmridge with another defensive rebound. Uh-oh, thrown into the bench. Diving forward is Flatten. Flatten with a great save. Oh, whoa. I thought it was a double dribble by one of the Hawks. The Hawks come up with it after Flatten. Does a stage dive into the bench. Now they get a three ball off. No. Oh, Fromm almost stole it away. The Hawks have it again. Boy, some great offensive rebounding there as Coach Spencer's jumping up and down. Coming up on 8 minutes. The Penguins 54. The Hawks 47. Late in the second half. We're getting very late. Three ball. Hawks, no. Pulled down Hawks again. Uh-oh. And an offensive foul against one of the Hawks, I think. Let's see what happened here.
No, that's not a Penguin.
Ah.
It's like a talk ball right
I'll
here.
Tell you what, Stu. I don't know if you guys just saw it, but Alicia Flatten, she just flew in here to the sidelines over here to her bench to save a ball. Shows the love and dedication for the game.
You're not kidding.
Right. Got to salute the hat to that one.
Flatten is something special. And you're right. She was moving horizontally there as she did the big stage dive into the Penguin bench.
Barnes had the catcher.
She was sliding in the home base there.
Now the referees are talking to the coaches, and they're getting the coaches to tell the fans they've got to get rid of the noisemakers or there's going to be a home team technical. Now the coaches are going over there, and they're telling them to get rid of the artificial noisemakers. You can't do it. Oh, they actually pulled the drum away from one of the Penguins. But Coach Paul Racanello pulls it away from one of the DUs in the front row. Or it was going to be a team T, and we don't want that. So good job there, P-Rock. 7:54 to go, fans. 54-47 indoors on the short side. Let's see if the Hawks... Man, the Hawks have scored a lot of threes tonight. It might be the most I've ever seen in one half of action. And we still have 7 minutes to go. There's another three, but no, it's missed. Fromm pulls it down. She dishes off to Chardonnay in the backcourt. Both teams move back to the northern side.
The Hawks did shoot 5 of 10 in the first half.
Oh, man, they've just been brutal with those three balls so far. I cannot believe the Penguins are still on top, 54-47. That's testimony to how good the Penguins have been. Oh, up and under Char.
That was crafty.
You're not kidding, 56-47. Excellent call there, Stevie. That was very crafty. And one of the Hawks just dribbled on the baseline. That was 22, Ashley Butler, the junior out of San Francisco.
Yes.
And the Penguins with the unforced error. They'll take that one. Full court pressure indoors to Casalaggio. Penguins have 10 seconds to get it across the timeline. Oh, Casalaggio sees a seam across the middle. She takes it. She dishes it back off to the backcourt, nearly to the backcourt, between the circles. And the Penguins work it indoors. Char, who just scored the big up and under. Char, left side baseline tipped out by one of the Hawks. And that was tipped out off of Jennifer Harden, who scored a bunch of threes tonight. Man, Harden's been brutal.
So I'll tell you what, though. Chardonnay Nelson, she is the truth.
She's been able to hit stuff inside for the Penguins all night.
Outside.
She's through two Hawks.
Indoors now, Olivia Williams. Oh, Olivia's fouled on the way up as the Penguins with the quick up and in.
She was assaulted.
Ashley Butler hauls it down. And Stevie Johnson is on fire tonight, fans, as usual. 6:56 to go in this one. Second half action. CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Fullwood getting ready to come back in for the Hawks as Olivia Williams shoots from the line. She scores the first one. Williams just awesome from the line. Coming in Fullwood and Foster. Back out now are Harden and Butler.
We've seen Penguins at the line a lot more than Hawks, and that is one of the big reasons in the point difference.
57-47. Penguins on top. Inside of 7 minutes. Now it's 11. And
nice crispy shooting by Olivia over there. Nice job.
58-47.
Radio.dominican.edu. Penguins on defense. Penguins really working the D. They get it indoors, tipped out by Seltenrich. Heads up play by Seltenrich. Chardonnay Nelson on the way up. And it's, oh boy, Chardonnay tried to feed it over to Seltenrich. Seltenrich with a swollen eye. It goes out of bounds off of one of the Hawks who are flanking Chardonnay all the way across midcourt. The Penguins will have it on the short side. They've been just so good on the quick up and in, but they get it in between the circles now. Chardonnay over to Olivia. Now over to Casalaggio, who brought it in. Three ball on the way. Fromm on the... Oh, Fromm rattles
it
home!
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
A bit short,
61, Fromm. Sorry, J-Wo. Didn't mean to cut you off there. 61-47, DU. Inside of 6.5.
No problem, Stu. This is exciting basketball. Hawks bring it right back.
Hutton with a turnaround jumper from inside the key. Boy, that was a sweet play. She did not get it to go. She was a little bit short. Penguins down with it. Man, the Penguins got that rebound just when they needed it. The Penguins really need to keep the momentum going. Here's Fromm in the right corner. Indoors, Castellaggio. Forget about it. Over to Schar. In the paint, Schar back outside. Williams up, and Schar walked.
Boy, it's been Nelson Williams all night long. They've been able to score easy twos.
Yeah. You're not kidding. The Penguins have been... Stevie, what do you think of this? Even though names have been throwing those threes all over the place, the Penguins have been methodically just matching with twos, staying cool, not firing off the big-time threes from way out. They're going with the stuff that the Hawks will let them have.
I'll tell you what, Stu, I definitely agree with you. Dominican is throwing it down low, getting a couple nice buckets inside, and occasionally hitting that nice three to give them that nice 10-point advantage.
Three-ball Foster. Missed it left, and then on the rebound, it goes out of bounds off of Fullwood.
Stevie, it's more than a 10-point advantage. It's just 14.
It's 61-47. Anything over 10, Steve just calls 10.
I'm not a math major, guys.
Nobody is a communications major here. And by the way, this broadcast brought to you by the DU Communications Department, J-Well, where we are under the direction of Melba Beals.
Our department head?
That's right. We are under the direction of Melba Beals. 5:22 to go. Penguins on offense again, 61-47. Second half looks pretty good. Here goes Schar under the hoop. Oh, Schar!
They traded roles
big
there.
Big time move.
Chardonnay with a deuce.
She beasted her.
Boy, the Hawks fans have really quieted down in the past couple minutes. And a
it is crazy in here.
Oh, man, the Penguin fans have come unglued.
These girls are getting pumped.
63-47 with 5:07 to go on radio.dominican.edu.
Once again, all 9 cheerleaders on the squad in to hype up fans that are already hot and ready for some more action from Lady Basketball. You see intensity like this, Steve?
Man, I tell you what, man, this is a great game. We got fans sharing, cheerleaders dancing. It's not really a close game, but it's a big game. Holy Names is predicted to win this game. They're down by about 16 right now. You tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what it is. It's basketball. It smells like it, too.
Oh, it feels like it. It's a wonderful basketball Thursday night action. Early on, we've got men coming up at 7:30. Women to finish up here, nice and easy, in 5:07.
I'll tell you what, these two teams right here have a good chance of meeting in the playoffs, so we'll see how Dominican handles them and gets ready for them here.
Hawks with only one loss in conference, the Penguins with 4 losses. The Hawks all alone in second place. Here's Spivey with a nice feed indoors. Spivey, she gets an and one play. She scores the deuce, and she's fouled, I think, by Chardonnay Nelson, 63-47. Spivey, the veteran, number 15, will go to the line with 4:57 to go. Flatten getting ready to come in after Spivey's first.
Yeah, that was definitely a nice move by number 15 on Holy Names. I don't really like the call, but refs don't make calls I usually like anyway.
Martha Spivey, the 6'1" junior. She's out of Manteca. She is a returning veteran, as mentioned. She's been to the Conlin Center a lot of times. Done a lot of damage to the Penguins, 63-49. Spivey on the line.
And she knew exactly what to do right there. Went up once.
Flatten did come in. I said she gets two, but she only gets one. Of course, the bucket counted. She missed it. Olivia Williams hauls it down, and the clock rolls. We're coming up on 4:45 on radio.dominican.edu. Live CalPAC action from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. Penguins on offense. Here's Fromm between the circles. Fromm thinking about it, just hands it off now. To Flatten with a good head fake. Flatten goes left, right, left, Flatten now over to Fromm. Fromm gets it. Oh, tries to get it indoors. And it's hacked out of bounds by Dawson. A good play there by Dawson. The Penguins will have it on the short side. And now Coach Mitchell has called the timeout.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Dawson. But hopefully Dominican can recuperate here on this out-of-bounds play. And Coach Mitchell could draw something up in the huddle right now that can give them a bucket on the board.
Boy, that was one of the first times the Hawks actually disrupted any pass down there.
4:32 to go, fans. Penguin cheerleaders in the house. Both of the men's teams for the Hawks and the Penguins scheduled to tip off at about 7:30. Currently, it is 6:43 p.m., fans. P.m. for those of you listening abroad. And a big shout-out to our listeners over there in Australia. We know they're listening. In England, also checking in. Germany, France, Japan. Man, they're all over the place tonight.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, you know, DU alumni always like to check in on the team. So big shout out to the DU fans abroad and alumni as well. The
final.
Yeah.
It's marvelous in here, man. Do you feel the energy?
Do you smells feel like it? Basketball.
Yes, it does.
That's a scent that Stevie Johnson
quoted by me,
relishes.
Not used by anybody.
Relishes. Indoors on the quick up and in flat, and Olivia two. The Penguins have been so effective with that quick up and in on the short side, attacking the northern hoop, and a foul. See if Williams can go up there and can another one. I think she's only missed one tonight.
Great job by the coaches of Dominican to draw up that little out-of-bounds play. I know Holy Name wasn't ready for it.
It's been executed beautifully today so far.
65-49 with 4:29 to go. Uh-oh, Olivia
she's
actually
a
missed
hustler.
One. She missed one. Hauled down by Spivey. Across the middle now. Hawks moving right to left. Here's Dawson, three ball on the way. Oh, brother.
Give me that money, she said.
Man, you're not kidding. Dawson just cannot miss tonight. Coming up on 4 minutes. The Penguins by 13. Are you kidding me? 13. It's not insurmountable, but see if the Penguins can hang on. Last couple times, especially against Santa Cruz, we don't even want to talk about the late game giveaway. Here goes three by Casalaggio. Tipped out. Spivey with it down. Inside of 4 minutes, fans. 13. Here goes Dawson. Three again. Oh, my goodness. Dawson, three. Another three. Holy cow. Has Dawson even fired a two? It's just been nothing but threes in the backcourt. Flatten calls a timeout as she was being swarmed by the Hawks. 65-55. I don't remember a three-ball barrage like this since the days of Katie Christensen, Stevie, a couple years ago. And you know, that was five in a row by Katie. And it just so happens, ironically, it was in the Hawks center, the Tobin Gym over there in Oakland. But Dawson may be working on some sort of a Calpac record.
I tell you what, Dawson's a remarkable shooter. She really shoots the ball with great confidence. And if I'm Dominican Coach Mitchell, I'm saying we're going to keep a hand in her face and not let her even see the hoop.
Well, I don't know. I would say normally, man, if they're just going to keep taking those 28-footers, just let them have it. But
no.
Dawson hasn't missed many of them. Dawson's got to be about 75% of the threes. You're shooting a lot of them. Indoor, inbounds now the Penguins. 3:40. Across the middle, Flatten with a jumper. On the runner, yes. Flatten very methodically. The Penguins pick up another two. They answer those tremendous big-time threes with just another bucket. Staying on top, 67-55. Here's Dawson from the right side. No. Tapped out. Fromm gets it over to Williams. And the Hawks force the issue. Down with it is Flatten.
Assaulted.
Angelita Hutton hauls it down, the 5'9" junior. I don't know what's going on there, J-Will.
I don't know either.
All right.
Freaking
the
me
aliens
out.
Have landed.
And Lauren Selton-Rich will bring it in. The final 3 minutes and 17 seconds of her collegiate career, at least home games. It's got to be an emotional night when you're playing your final night. Selton-Rich has just been a beautiful Penguin all this time. She played through injuries. Here goes Char. Oh, Char. Now it was tipped out. Somebody ran in behind her just as Char was thinking about the jumper, taking it coast to coast. Char knocks it away. On the way now, here goes Dawson. Three ball, miss that one. But back down with it now is Dawson.
Holy Names is not giving up, Stu.
Things starting to look real frantic as the Hawks trying to get all sorts of...
Look at the cheerleaders.
You know, I'm giving credit to Dawson on some of those three, and really it should have been Hutton. But Dawson's to the line now. And Dawson wears 00. I mean, Dawson has just been brutal tonight. Oh, this one she missed. At this point in the game, with 2:55 to go, Stevie, you don't want to miss those. Only up by 12, the Penguins.
Can't afford to miss those, but she's missing them, and we're relinquishing our,
momentum. It's the only way. I'll tell you what, if the Hawks want to do anything in the final 2:55, they've got to get this momentum back on the way. Yeah, she made that one. Rattles it home. Penguins now on offense. It's some pretty light pressure now in the backcourt by the Hawks. Now the Penguins going to kill a little bit of the clock. Here's Selton-Rich, 20 on the shot clock. Flat now, left wing, gets a nice screen out of Selton-Rich with a swollen eye. Selton-Rich thinks three, backing up on it. Fromm, three ball, back at her. Fromm comes down with it. Somebody tipped it out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be Hawks ball. 2:35 to go. The Penguins by 11, 67-56.
Spivey was in on the fight for that rebound.
And Spivey's in on everything. Now Coach Mitchell calls a timeout. Stuart Horn, J-Woe, Stevie J with you on the Penguin Leader. Worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates to all corners of the globe and beyond with 2:35 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. CalPAC basketball, CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Penguins on paper, Stevie, we're not supposed to win tonight. If they can hold on, it would be a massive upset. Shout out to the Menlo fans listening tonight. Menlo in first place, very interested in this game. Yeah. Although, no doubt, Menlo's got a game tonight.
Tell you what, Menlo has a point guard from Hawaii. I don't know her name, but, man, she's an exceptional player.
All right, the end of the timeout's come. And that's the signal. The who blaring overhead.
This is pretty, too.
Conlin Center is loaded. It's going to be Hawks ball on the long side, bringing it from way out there on the northern end. The farthest point away from the main doors here at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. 2.5 minutes to go. The ball is in play. The clock rolls. Penguins by 11. Spivey with it. Indoors. Spivey now outside. Oh, I thought Spivey dragged a foot, but apparently not. Spivey now inside. She's got Fromm plastered to her. Turnaround jumper, 2.
Boy, she hits the stuff inside when the Hawks don't find something outside.
Spivey's a pretty crafty veteran. Here comes Flatten. Bullet pass into Chardonnay Nelson. Oh, and a walk by Char. She was all alone under the hoop. 2 minutes and 4 seconds. 67-58. Coach Spencer now wants to roll the ball in. And just to keep the clock alive, the Penguins won't put the full court pressure on. Penguins have had no full court heat this game. Inside of 2 minutes, fans. 67-58. Olivia Williams getting ready to come back in. Clock rolls. Indoors. Dawson fires it out of play. Oh, it's going to be Hawks ball as Fromm got a hand on it.
I'll tell you what, though. It looks like she just threw the ball out of bounds there, and the ref said, hey, I'm going to give you the ball back.
I think that Fromm got a hand on it as Kate Ellis has come out.
I don't know.
In her place, Olivia Williams. Indoors, Spivey with a jumper. Spivey gets fouled. Gets a whistle, but does not make the bucket. 1:46 to go.
Spivey's lengthy like a spider, too, I tell you.
6'1" is Spivey the junior. She's been in the Conlin Center a lot of times, done a lot of damage here against the Penguins over the years. Spivey stands on the line.
Daddy long legs.
Back and forth on the feet. She buries the first one. Spivey's been very clutch in the second half. Here comes Casalaggio in place of Lauren Seltenrich. Oh, man, Seltenrich's right eye is just swollen. Like
Rocky
a prize fighter. Yeah, you're not kidding. Like a prize fighter. And here goes Spivey now with another one. She made the first one. 67-59 on the way. Yes. 1:46 to go. Hawks fans behind us are going nuts. Getting a little air time. Here comes across the middle now is Chardonnay Nelson. Here goes Fromm on the right side. Fromm thinking three, but she's too far away at about 30 feet. 1:35 to go. We're coming up on a buck and a half. 67-60. Flatten going to kill a little of the clock. Spivey gets a hand on it, keeps it in play, steals it. And the Hawks have it now. They fling it around the outside. The Penguins aren't letting him inside. Nakasone in a travel.
Oh, she walked.
That was Foster. After she accepted the bullet pass by Nakasone, Foster walked with it. Penguins will have it on the long side. 1:19 to go. Can the Penguins do it? Can the Penguins do it? And a timeout has been called by Coach Spencer. He was about 5 feet away from the referee, and he pulled the hands up to the mouth to make sure he didn't miss it. And you are listening to this CalPAC doubleheader, the first game on radio.dominican.edu. J-Wo, the freshman broadcasting sensation on the controls. Stevie J, he's over there, the DU, the ex-Penguin player, always a Penguin, though, at 1:19 to go. Stevie, what do you think? In the final, buck 19, the Penguins by 7.
I'll tell you what, Stu. Holy names is about to get a holy corralled if Dominican can stay in this game and keep playing the intense defense with smart basketball. Now, at the end of the game, about 1:19 to go, usually you get to see what girl on the team wants the ball, what girl on the team is going to make the smart decision. So I'm looking for somebody on Dominican's team to stand out here in this last 1:19 and really get this team settled and focused.
And Stu, you mentioned earlier how there's been no full court press from the Penguins. That could be contributing to the fact of the coaching of the Dominican University staff here. They've kept fresh personnel in all game long, making substitutions left and right. And so they've got fresh intensity on the floor at all times.
So Excellent. What you're saying, J-Wo, is that all that backcourt pressure maybe took a little something out of the Hawks so far? Uh-oh, the Penguins got to get it indoors, and now it's full court pressure. Fromm's got it at the backcourt. Fromm all alone, tries to get it off to Char. She finally does. The clock is rolling. 1:10. Penguins on. Uh-oh, and now it's stolen away by the Hawks. The Hawks now bring it back around. The swipe there by Foster. Foster left side. Dishes off now. Hutton three, yes. Hutton with another three. 67-63. And now a whistle.
Who wants it?
Oh, no. And a hold called against Flatten in the backcourt just as the Penguins were going to bring it in. They call it on number 12? No, that was on... Oh, it was against Flatten. Oh, thankfully. As Flatten will go to the line. I thought it was against
Hallelujah.
Flatten.
Hallelujah.
But Flatten was the Penguin who had been fouled upon with 1 minute exactly. Flatten to the line, 67-63. Can she stretch it out? Oh, the Penguins need this. She'll get two. She needs them both so badly. Penguin fans are chomping at their fingernails on the way. Flatten, oh, she missed it. And now Dawson down with it. Dawson flips it off. The Hawks have it on the right side now. Hawks low bounce pass Dawson left side. Here goes Foster. Foster works the perimeter. 18 on the shot. 45 seconds. Here's Dawson. Up left side. Oh, no, it's stolen away. Olivia Williams gets it. Now Williams on the long pass from Flatten. The Penguins want to kill a little something here. Here's Fromm. Bounce pass over to Flatten. 30 seconds. Flatten gets fouled, and Flatten goes down wincing.
Boy, she just had to keep passing around, and she had to turn around and... She'll go to the line again, but...
She's a tough cookie, I'll tell you.
Flatten, who just missed the last free throw, would love to make up for that right here. And oh, look at... I see people coming into the Conlin Center. Oh, there's going to be a band between games.
Well, I'll tell you what. Flatten just got flattened down there.
Yeah, you're right. Flatten got nailed, but she came right back up. Oh, Flatten with 32 seconds. Flatten on the way. Yes!
Beautiful.
And the Penguins lead 68.
Clutch.
63.
Clutch.
And the Hawks have been making a massive try at the comeback. 32 seconds, Flatten on the way. Here
yes.
She goes. Oh,
clutch.
Flatten scores.
Clutch like an automobile, 2007 Corolla.
30 seconds, fans. The Penguins by six. The Hawks need to get it going. Here goes Hutton. Hutton on the way. Hutton missed it. She's fouled. Hutton will go to the line, 24.7 seconds. Hutton, who's buried nothing but trays, was fouled by Selton Rich.
She thought she had all ball coming up over the top.
She came right over the top of her. You're absolutely right. Hutton never saw it, but I thought that Selton Rich had nothing but ball, too, but she was called on the foul. This thing is not over, Stevie J, not by
what,
a long
I'll
shot.
I'll tell you what, Stu. Hutton is not going to let her team fade quietly into the night.
She makes the first one, Hutton, from the line. Now a timeout has been called by Steve Spencer. J-Woe! This is about the most intense game you've seen here at the Conlin Center all season, bud.
Oh, that's all right. I love this. This is going so fast.
69-64. Hutton, when play resumes, will come back with 24.7 seconds. She'll have one more freebie at the line. It is senior send-off night. Ashley Fromm and Lauren Selton-Rich, their final night of collegiate play in the Conlin Center after 4 years, both ladies. I seem to remember Fromm's first night here at the Conlin Center. She's filled out. She's just done such a good, better than good, a great job for the Penguins. She was a part of the first time the Penguins ever won a CalPAC title a couple years ago. Fromm's been an integral part of the Penguins' success over the years. Second year under head coach Brett Mitchell. Want to give a big shout out to Selton Rich and Fromm's fans. A lot of them in the house tonight, those listening everywhere on the DU Radio Network, radio.dominican.edu. Fans, we are about ready to get this thing back underway. As Hutton will go to the line, number four, Hutton stands on the line, attacking the Southern hoop. 69-64, 24.7 seconds. She made the first one. Here it is on the way. Rattles it in. 69-65. Penguins now have it. 24 seconds. Chardonnay Nelson gets it on the inbounds. Chardonnay. Oh, no. And Chardonnay is called on the travel. And the Hawks will have it on the short side. 19.8 seconds. Char was just trying to hold on to it. Two of the Hawks got in her face, knocked her down, and now Coach Mitchell calls a timeout.
Boy, she was harnessed by two Hawks right there in the corner. Couldn't find anyone to pass it off to. Couldn't hold on to it. Had to fall.
Hey, I tell you what. I don't know if they're going to be giving the ball to Holy Names here because from the sound of the crowd, it looked like Dominican might have got a timeout called before that even happened.
If if Chardonnay Nelson was able to call a timeout when she fell down. We'll find out here in a second. Steve Spencer is arguing with the referee. That's a good sign for the Penguins at this point. 19.8 seconds to go. The Penguins by four. And it looks like, yeah, it looks like it may be Penguin ball, Stevie. You may be right. We'll find out, fans. Oh, Spencer's still yelling at the referee. The end of the timeout's come. And Mitchell's down with the dry erase board. Penguins all around him. And it's going to be Penguin ball. Chardonnay Nelson, that could be the call of the season right there as Chardonnay fell down as two of the Hawks were swarming her. She calls a timeout, heads-up play by the veteran Chardonnay Nelson. Selton Rich to bring it in, the senior.
The guys are watching.
Oh, man. Man, that's just what the Penguins needed.
Both they men
he- and now she throws it away. Hawks have it. Three ball. Dawson on the way. Oh, she missed it. Now they chuck it back up. The Penguins tip it out. Fromm comes down with it. Tied up, and she gets wrapped up with Dawson. 9.9 seconds, and it's going to be Penguin ball on the jumper.
Boy, Dawson holding her eye right there. Could be a little stitch in the Hawks' plan here.
Man, you're right. Dawson got an elbow to the right eye with 9.9 seconds. The Penguins by four, and the Penguins will get it again on the short side after the... That was a very errant inbounds by Seltenrich, who's usually pretty sure-handed. Seltenrich looking like Rocky Balboa down there with the right eye totally swollen. I don't know. It looks like it's swollen shut. So maybe that had something to do with that nasty inbounds chuck. The Penguins do get it. Oh, and it's Olivia Williams has got it. She hangs onto it. Seltenrich over to Flatten across the middle. Four. Flatten long pass to Fromm. Two. Flatten to Fromm for two, and the Penguins score. 0.7 seconds. Fromm with the score. 71-65. And there is no way with 0.7 seconds on the clock that the Hawks can do it indoors. There's the buzzer! The Penguins with the unthinkable win. 71-65. The Penguins win when all indications were they were to lose tonight. The Penguins put it together. J-Will, the greatest win on the air this season. And the Penguins wait till the final night of play to do it.
Absolutely a wonderful night to do it. Senior night, everyone's here to see it happen. A huge upset. Oh boy, I'm ready for some more exciting basketball. Penguins ready to bring it. Oh man, all night long, I could go with this. It's 7 o'clock. Hawks heading off into the locker room. Nice and dejected.
Man, oh man. Stevie J, that's like one of the games you played in against the Hawks. You played several against the Hawks, and they always end up like this. That is coming down to the wire. It's not that the Penguins always win, but I'll tell you what. We'll take it. The Penguins, the underdog tonight on the final night of play in the Conlon Center for the 06-07 campaign, pull off the defeat.
Yep, like the Kanye West CD, that came down to the wire.
Man, you're not kidding. So, one in the books. Great job, you guys. We got a lot of good stuff coming up in Game 2. The men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. It looks like there's 24 minutes to go on the overhead clock, so maybe, as J-Well mentioned, we might get this one in, the start of which a little bit early. Who knows? You don't really know around here. We're usually a couple minutes late. Tonight, the ladies' game got going a little bit early, and that was nice. So there it is, Game 1 of the books, Penguins. With the first one, we'll have the guys for you in about 24 minutes. Stevie J, he'll be here. J-Wo, he'll be here. And a lot of fun and frivolity to come on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.